Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let us, not yet. We got a little time before Happy New Year, but thank you anyway. Let us rise if we're able for our first hymn. We'll sing the first two verses of the first Noel. Gracious God, we thank you. We thank you on this night for the gift that you gave to us so many years ago, the gift that we continue to celebrate and remember. Be with us as we worship, as we hear the story, as we sing the carols, but most of all, as we remember that gift you gave us, the gift of your Son. Amen. Let me invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. Let us continue singing verses 3 and 4. Thank you. Our first lesson tonight begins our journey with the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. Let us hear God's word this evening. But there will be no gloom for those who are in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Let us remain seated as we sing our next hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, number 163. Brothers and sisters, our next lesson comes also from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 10, on Pew Bible page 555. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. His delight shall not be in fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth and the breath of his lips. He shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Brothers and sisters, let us finish singing, O Come, Emmanuel. You may be seated as we sing. For our next lesson, we turn to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Listen to God's word. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and to his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy. He will be called Son of God." Brothers and sisters, let us rise if we're able for our next hymn. Number 168, "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear."
Angels bending near the earth to touch the
Our next scripture lesson comes from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. At this time, I get to have the most fun of this whole service and invite my young friends forward for their particular message. Come on. How are you guys? Come on. Grab seats. Make room.
Mom said since I'm not.
Come on, make room.
Mom said I can't stay for the second service.
I know. How are you guys?
Good.
Come on, guys. Come on. Oh my gosh, I feel so old seeing some of you guys. Some of you guys, I remember when you're so little. Now, let me ask you a question. Who's excited? You guys are managing your excitement really well. Who's tired? Now, one last question before we start. How early are you guys going to get up tomorrow morning?
6:30.
6
o'clock. 6
o'clock,
6:30? 8?
See, there's
5.
5 something.
6?
5 something.
5 something?
Yeah, please,
guys?
Please.
7?
I'll get
3.
3?
Just remember to disturb mom and dad, not grandpa and grandma, okay? Dakota, how early are we getting up? Early? Or are we going to sleep in? Sleep in?
What time are you?
As early as your little brother gets you up, right? Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have just a present that you really, really want?
He does.
You do.
He does.
So I'm going to tell you, it might be a bit of a sad story. Because when I was young, I really wanted a mountain bike.
And I really wanted a mountain bike.
And guess what? I got a mountain bike. And I was so excited. I almost tried to ride it in the house.
I know.
Do you think I would have gotten in trouble for that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dad ran over Grandma.
And there was snow on the ground, so I couldn't go outside, so I had to wait. But as soon as it got the snow melted and it got warm enough, I took my bike out, and I was riding up and down all the hills by my house. I was having the greatest time. And then... No, I didn't crash.
You broke your arm.
I didn't break my arm.
You broke your leg.
I did not break my leg.
You broke your collarbone.
There were no broken bones in this story.
What do you mean, dang it?
What was that?
You broke your hand.
I did not fall off that bike. I did fall off other bikes. So my family went on a vacation, and when we came back to our house, somebody had stolen my bike. And I was so upset. I was so sad. You know why? Because that was my awesome favorite bike. Now, how many of you have gotten a really awesome present, but then you got older? Yeah, you get older. You get this really awesome present. Liam, when he was little, had this little, like, cozy coupe.
What?
He had a cozy coupe. And do you think Liam, stand up, Liam. Do you think Liam could fit in that cozy coupe anymore?
No.
No. No. No, he's a little too big for the cozy coupe. Yeah, that was the red car with the yellow roof.
I could fit in that.
Would I be able to fit in it?
No, you're even too big for that.
Dang it.
So, guess what? Sometimes our toys get old, we lose them. Have you ever broken a toy? Yeah, sometimes.
Many times.
Yeah. Our presents sometimes get old, they break, something happens to them. But today, we celebrate Christmas, and guess what? We celebrate the gift God gave us. Now, does Jesus get old?
Yes.
Well, he got old. He's almost 2,000 years old, so he's kind of old. But we still celebrate. He's still around because he's also God. Isn't that cool? I know. That's pretty cool, right?
He's in your heart.
No.
He's in your heart.
He is in your heart. He is with all of you. And you know what? He is the gift that you don't ever outgrow. Because guess what? Do you think the older, I'll be generous, the more wizened members of that are gathered here, do you think that they have the gift of Jesus as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does Jesus get out, do you outgrow Jesus?
No.
No. So he is the gift that you never outgrow, that never gets old. Well, it gets older. So I'm going to give you guys a little something because, one, it's a long service, right? No. I have chocolate. Now, first rule. What's the first rule? You can only eat it if your parents say you can eat it. All right, so there's rule number one. Rule number two is if you're going to crinkle the wrapper, there is no rule about crinkling the wrappers.
Yay!
Just try not to do it too loud.
Oh, dang it.
All right, so Liam, now there are
can you get all three?
Milk chocolate, white chocolate, and snickerdoodle.
Can you get all three?
If you're not a snickerdoodle fan, I'll have Liam pass them out one to everybody. And then, how many of you have a Christmas tree? I have some ornaments for each of you, each set of siblings. So if you have a sister or a brother sitting here, okay, one at a
time. It's baby Jesus.
Oh, we had somebody pull the big sister card. All right, now.
I hate Snickerdoodle.
What type of
Hey, little brothers. Let the little brothers. Hey, your sister got one. And Dakota.
I just turned 5.
You
I'm 6 years old.
Thank you.
I'm your dad.
All right, now Liam's going to hand out the candy. And guys, I hope you all get all the presents you hope for, but I also hope that you have a very merry and happy Christmas.
Yay.
So let's pray. Hold on, Liam. We're going to pray after we pray. Gracious God, we thank you. We thank you for the joy of Christmas. Help us to go to sleep quickly, to not sit and stir, but to go to sleep and to wake up and enjoy our Christmas. Be with us, Lord, as we sleep. May the joy of Christmas be with us. In your name we pray. Amen. Now.
I get up at the middle of the night.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wake up
at
the middle of the night.
All right, if you haven't gotten your candy, wait for Liam to get it to you. And if you have, you can go back to sit with your families. Okay? If Liam's in the way, just tell him to move. Did you get yours? You didn't get a candy? You didn't want one? Did your sister want one? Okay. Do you think she'd want one? Yeah. So, tell Liam you... and get one for your sister. Okay. Talk to Mom. Lily, watch your elbow. Lily, watch your elbow. At this time, let us give a little gift of our own to God. Oh, you're not. You're not talking.
You're talking.
The season for watching and waiting is over.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. This is the light of the world, and the darkness cannot extinguish it.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Say among the nations, the Lord is King. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. He will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth.
Now, my young friends, do I have one volunteer from the congregation? Liam? Come on, guys, come on. So my normal person, come on, guys, all of you, we can do a procession. My normal person who does this wasn't here tonight. So traditionally, baby Jesus doesn't go into the manger until Christmas Eve. So are you guys ready to take baby Jesus and put him in the manger? You ready? Hey, Liam, hold him high.
All right.
Everybody follow Liam. Help. All right, careful. Don't push. Follow Liam. There you go. Liam, why don't you pass him to somebody behind you? Once you get him in there, come on back to your seats, guys. Come on, lead him back, Liam. Did everybody make it? Okay. We're finding our way. Brothers and sisters, let us pray. Gracious God, be with us as we consider your word tonight, as we think about the gift you gave us, the joy he brought to all of us. We thank you, Lord, for this night. Be with us in the meditations of our minds and our hearts tonight and every night. Amen. Now, earlier this week, Liam and I had a heart-to-heart as the concerns about the next 12 or so hours came to light for him. And I really realized that my worries about tonight were not his worries for tonight. He was telling me about how he needed to be stocked up on sleep for this week because he wasn't going to sleep at all tonight, because he was going to be so excited and anxious about what he was going to open tomorrow and about all the stuff he was going to do tomorrow. And I looked at him and I said, "Buddy, I am going to have no problem at all falling asleep tonight. I am just going to go up and I might not even get ready for bed. I'll just lay down on the bed and pass out." The reality is that that's what we do at this time of year. We go from thing to thing, We check off our list of tasks and commitments that we have until they're all gone and done. Too often, we don't pay attention to the joy that we once had when we were little. Listen to all those young voices. They're excited. But are we excited adults? Or are we ready to go home and go to bed? So often we allow the busyness of this season to be our business this season. We get exhausted and overwrought, overwhelmed, and we just feel like burnt toast. So let's take a moment and breathe. Let's take a moment and sit and enjoy, like these young people are. Enjoy this season, this moment. We've lit the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. And now the Christ candle is lit. Jesus has made his way to the manger. All of this has happened. And so we can sit and be and listen. And listen to what has happened. The joy that is. Because tonight we celebrate that the King of Kings has come. Christ, the child, has been given to us. It's our chance to celebrate this. It's our chance to let the anxiousness and anxiety go away. If we let it. If we let ourselves be present. If we let ourselves enjoy like these young ones do. Because that's what Christmas is about. It's about this moment, this gift that was given to us to celebrate, to remember. That's why we're here. So we should feel free to just be here. I remember one Christmas many years ago when I was sick. I had had a scratchy throat for about a day or two, and I pretty much was setting a timer to remember to drink a glass of water and go back to sleep. And I got up, and I spent 20 minutes straight apologizing to Sarah and my in-laws for being sick. Because it was Christmas, and I was supposed to be doing things. I was supposed to be checking off things on a to-do list. Well, guess what? I didn't do things at Christmas except sleep. And Christmas still happened. Christmas still was. I remember how my mom would roll her eyes at she and my dad's first Christmas together, and how they had to go to all of the various family members throughout Advent and visit them and kind of meet all the aunts and uncles and say hello, Merry Christmas. And that also included my two bachelor great uncles and my very, very Croatian great grandmother. The eye roll was because while the stories were great from that trip, it was an unnecessary piece of the celebration. Because all it did was add more and more stress. Because tonight is not about the things of stress. It's about that one word. C-H-R-I-S-T. That's what it's about. So if we sleep a lot tonight, or we don't sleep at all, guess what? Christmas will be Christmas because the baby came to us. Whether the roast gets burned, the pies get eaten by a dog, might have happened once or twice in my lifetime, all of this will still happen and Christmas will still be Christmas. So allow yourselves a chance tonight and tomorrow to remember that you have been given the greatest gift. You were given Christ. And everything after that, even if it's a great story that you can laugh at maybe 5 years down the road, understand it's all icing on the cake after that. Brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us sing together Away in the Manger, number 176. Our next lesson continues our journey through Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go down to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Brothers and sisters, let us remain seated as we sing together, number 175, "O Come All Ye Faithful." Our sixth lesson tonight comes from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Brothers and sisters, let us rise if we're able, for hark the herald angels sing.
Doing
Before our last scripture, just one piece. So as we pass the light of Christ from the Christ candle here, it's going to get dark. It's okay. Sing loud for Silent Night, and on the last verse, if you could put your candles nice and high, that'd be great. Ready? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me, of whom ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who was made known, made him known." Brothers and sisters, let us remain seated as we pass the light of Christ and sing together.
Come to Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face to shine upon you. May the Lord give you peace. Merry Christmas!